This is GQDN for Friday the 13th, 2023, this January, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org.
In today's news, we have some news about Redfall. Oh, Steam people are getting upset. Maybe some Wizards of the Coast too. But we begin with a major update via IGN, and it's a report on Nvidia and Google teaming up with Sony to stop the Activision Xbox union. So here's what's going on. In an article posted by Bloomberg, it has now been discovered that Google and Nvidia went to the FTC to provide information as to what could happen if Activision and Xbox unify. Now, there's nothing within this article per the details, because there shouldn't be, but they did join forces. And this is why we're starting to see as to why the FTC is suing this Activision Xbox deal. So we shall indeed see what happened. The FTC lawsuit goes to trial this August. Like I said, we'll see what happens. Now, because of that deal, Blizzard and NetEase did part ways. Well, this article comes to us from Kotaku. And what's happening is that NetEase, basically a Shanghai EaseNet network technology, is either laid off or reassigned a lot of their staff working on that team. So this is less than about 100 people that has let go because of Blizzard breaking off with the partnership, which that partnership was basically because of, or the breaking off of the partnership was basically because of the Xbox Activision deal. So it's really, really difficult to see what happens with this, but we will definitely keep our eyes on. Now, Eurogamer has the next two articles out of three. And apparently, with what we've said over the past few days about Wizards of the Coast, well, now there's some backlash to it. And this is essentially an ongoing story. So, and there are some quotes. We'll start down at the bottom, or towards the bottom of the page, with it's Guinea DI on Twitter. For those asking how they can help push back against OGL 1.1, we now know that Wizards of the Coast is looking at D&D Beyond subscriptions as a relevant metric. See previous retweet. This is your chance to send them a message. Just sent mine. And what they're saying is, your subscription has canceled. Your plan will become inactive on the next pay period. Well, like I said, there was some backlash to that. And Wizard of the Coast did say, quote, it's clear from the reaction that we rolled a one, and that is no longer possible to fully achieve all three goals while still staying true to our principles. Now, they did offer a bit lengthy or more lengthy statement. After they said that, they went on to say, under any new OGL, you will own the content you create. We won't. Any language we put down will be crystal clear and unequivocal on that point. The license-backed language was intended to protect us and our partners from creators who incorrectly allege that we steal their work simply because of confidential similarities. As we continue to invest in the game that we love and move forward with partnerships in film, television, and digital games, that risk is simply too great to ignore. The new OGL will contain provisions to address that risk, but we will do it without a license back and without suggesting we have rights to the content you create. So that was the beginning, and what happened with the Genie D, that was the end. So we shall see what happens with that. Now we go to another Eurogamer article, and it says that Division 2 has arrived on Steam, and boy, people were not happy. Well, This has been a bad, bad week for Ubisoft, hasn't it? Well, yes, it has. Because while The Division 2 did arrive on Steam yesterday, 12th, it did not bring the achievements with it. In fact, one of the reviews did state, quote, "Ubisoft, if you can't be bothered to implement basic Steam features into your game and instead release a lazy shortcut to your garbage launcher, don't bother coming back. Also, this game crashes more often than Warzone, and that's saying something." Another quote says, "As there has been a lot of speculation to officially confirm, Steam achievements are not supported for this title." And that's what Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Valhalla at the end of last year. Yeah, there's been some complaints with that one. And I don't blame them at all. Now we go to DualShockers again. And they have said that Rewinder developer has, they got a new game coming out. Go figure, right? It is called Death Trick Double Blind. And what it is, you are a detective. And with being a detective, you have to find out what happened to the magician that just, disappeared. But he was supposed to come back and disappeared and did not come back. Interesting, huh? Well, indeed. Now, this game is slated for a release date sometime this year, but you can still wish list it on. And well, while you're at it, Redfall, it has been leaked to be released on May 2nd. Now, this comes to us from GameSpot.com, and there was a tweet that is now deleted. And that tweet did have a little bit of information. Well, it had an emoji to it that read Redfall 2nd May. That was before it was removed. Now, to be fair, the developer direct will be on January 25th. So maybe it will have a release date to Redfall? Maybe? And what if it is the 2nd of May? Oh boy. Well, we shall see what happens again, because this is going to be very, very, very interesting. So, Redfall. Well, we're going to end this on a good note, even though it's Friday the 13th. See, if you are into the Guilty Gear girl, Bridget, well, for some regions of the world, there's a figurine that was made and that was released or was looked at on Twitter by Spiritale Shop, Spiritale_shop. And while that's all in language, yeah, it's still a nice and very good looking figurine. Now, it does not have a price or release window to it yet. But what Destructoid, which is where I'm getting the article, did say, usually stuff like this and this type usually does run around $200 to $300. So, anyway, the game itself, Guilty Gear Strive, is available on PlayStation and PC platforms and will be a part of Xbox this spring. Yeah, interesting stuff. Very interesting news today. Now, Monday will be the weekly show. That is Monday night. So Monday night, well, twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Almost said 22. But go check us out. Hit follow on twitch.tv/DawnForge. Until then, people, go play some games.